June is National Rivers Month, which means it's a good time to talk about a recent film that chronicles the effort to clean up the Nashua River. It's called Marion Stoddart, The Work of 1,000, and it's been screened at a number of environmental film festivals. Susan Edwards is the film's producer, and she joins us now with more. Susan, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you so much.
This story really starts in the 1960s. That's a time when the Nashua River was considered one of the most polluted rivers in the country.
Yes, it was. Municipalities, individuals who were using the river basically as a garbage disposal heap. Industry, too, as we industrialized, of course, we used the rivers for power, but we also used them as a way to flush away waste products. And then also we had other problems as well. You know, just runoff up from streets and massive fish kills because the fish didn't have oxygen. The oxygen was depleted. Plus, at that time, it was almost like the perfect storm because we were also in a drought.
There are some images in the film where you can see the river as different colors because of the dyes being used in the mills.
And depending on the color of dye that was used in the mill that day for that paper, the river would literally run red or bright blue or bright yellow.
And then along comes Marion Stoddart. She lived in the area. She could smell the fumes coming from the river. So where does she start in this effort to try and clean up the river?
Really, what she did is she created a vision in her own mind of what was possible, which was a clean and restored river. She identified the stakeholders and leaders, and she made it a point to enlist them in her vision. And what's really great, too, about Marion's approach to restoring the river was she really literally worked with everybody, from the industrialists who were running the plants that were at the time some of the major polluters, but they were feeling the same way she was. You know, one person said to her, you know, I'm tired of wearing a black hat. I want to wear a white hat. I want to be a part of the solution. So it was really pretty amazing how she was just able to build this coalition of believers.
But it also took some legislation in Massachusetts and some funding from the federal government to eventually clean the river back up. I wonder, state and federal budgets being what they are today, could her efforts on the Nashua River have succeeded without those government interventions?
I don't think so. And I think that what Marion did was she, here in Massachusetts, she met with the then governor and demonstrated to him visually what the river looked like. She brought in a bottle of dirty river water and really got him on her side so that he, too, would start to advocate to the federal government so that, you know, if an industry here is charged with installing devices that would help keep the river from being polluted, or if municipalities were needing to build wastewater treatment plants, you know, there would be federal funds coming in to help with that. And also all across the country, there would be, you know, a certain set of standards that everybody had to comply with.
She's still active today, right?
Yes, Marion still advocates for the river and for other rivers. And she also, right now, what she's doing, too, is she's going out and talking to government officials, students.
And probably spending some time on the river itself.
Yeah, she's an avid kayaker and pretty much an avid recreationalist, too. Yeah, so she's 83 and going strong.
Well, Susan, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this.
Susan Edwards produced the documentary Marion Stoddart, The Work of 1,000. You can learn more about the film and see clips at our website, nhpr.org.